Kris Kristofferson with Pilgrim's Progress from his first album of all new material in 11 years, This Old Road. Kris, in the last decade plus, I think, there's been live albums.
Mm-hmm.
Albums have been reissued. Collections have been in the stores. Mm-hmm. Were you anxious the whole time to put out an album of new songs?
You know, I never really thought about it. I guess when I started making records back in 70, for every year I would put one out. It was kind of like, you know, like I said, like an album of what I'd gone through, what I was going through. But the demand for my stuff wasn't overwhelming. You know, there was, I hadn't really been marketable since I got, the more active I got back in the 80s. Certainly hadn't been on the radio since Why Me, you know. But I've always liked working with Don, and he wanted to do it. And I'm glad we did.
Pilgrim's Progress was the last song we played from This Old Road. Is it a sequel to The Pilgrim, Chapter 33, one of your classic songs?
Well, I think I was thinking of that. I was farther down the road.
Does it amaze you, as you say in Pilgrim's Progress, that you got lucky, that you got everything you wanted, that you got happy?
Yeah. I think God takes care of fools and songwriters. He certainly was looking after me because I wasn't.
Well, I'm glad he was. Well, we are in Texas, and this week you're being inducted into the Texas Film Hall of Fame while you're here. I was wondering if and how growing up in Brownsville, Texas, set the stage for your creativity, your activism.
Well, I think musically I was probably influenced by, more by country music and Mexican music than anything else. And I was, that was the first 11 years of my life was down in Brownsville. And I never thought I'd leave, and I wished I never did. But
come on.
No, I'm glad I did now, because I wouldn't change anything in my life now, the way it's turned out. But I think being aware of racial discrimination, there weren't any blacks in Brownsville, but there were an awful lot of Mexicans. And seeing how they were treated, I've always felt sort of half Mexican myself, because I was kind of raised by a Mexican woman who I'm still in touch with down there. Hmm. And they tell me I spoke Spanish before I spoke English, so I guess that influenced it. I'm not really certain, you know, but there was always a lot of heart down there that I appreciated.
But on the song Wild American that mm-hmm. we're about to play, you mentioned several folks who are activists. They've mm-hmm. been branded outlaws. Native American poet John Trudell, Texas-born songwriters Steve Earle, Willie mm-hmm. Nelson. What about them makes you feel a kinship?
Well, you know, I got the idea for that song when I was sitting on horseback with a bunch of Indians doing a film, and we were waiting around all day, you know, and got along. And I got to thinking that I had more in common with these guys than a lot of the people, the other people, you know, the civilized people. And I got the notion that maybe there are wild Americans and civilized Americans, two different ones, you know, and one of them loves freedom, and the other ones don't necessarily love it, you know. And anyway, it evolved into that song.